California has always been seen as a pioneer, and nowhere is this myth more self-evident than the world of energy. After the gold was all gone in the Sierra Nevada, many of the infamous 49ers then turned to a new form of gold, the water gushing down mountain streams. Hard to believe, but Pacific Gas and Electric traces its roots back to a few entrepreneurs who figured out how to transmit hydropower from Nevada City to Sacramento and then Oakland. After hydropower, it was oil that put California on the map, most of it down south. It wasn't until an oil spill off the Santa Barbara coast in 1969 that Californians turned their backs on this industry. Then came nuclear power, which we embraced with gusto, but then dozens of new nukes were canceled when a few environmentalists pointed out reducing consumption made more sense than building expensive power plants. In the 80s, California literally created the entire world's renewable energy industry. In the 90s, we figured out more ways to consume less energy before deregulation blew up in our faces and the lights went out. Where are we today? California is becoming irrelevant. We have more power points than new clean power plants. First Texas and then Iowa surpassed us on wind power. Without new legislation, solar power, our one bright spot, may no longer be available to consumers residing in PG&E's service territory. Environmentalists are blocking new transmission lines, while state regulators diddle with complex regulatory regimes that frustrate efforts for community-based renewable systems, now a top priority in New Mexico. Unless we wake up from our California dreams, the Golden State may go down in history as the state that jumps in with the latest energy fad but doesn't have the staying power to do something real and lasting. With a perspective, I'm Peter Asmus.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.